I want to go to Judges chapter 6, if you have your Bible and would like to turn with me. And I want to begin reading there in verse 1 in Judges 6. It says that the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, and because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. And so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them. And they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth till thou come unto Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass. And they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude. Both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. It says in verse 7 that it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drave them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. And verse 11 brings us to the point now where it says that there came an angel of the Lord, and it sat under an oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash, the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon, threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. When God pulled back his hand from Israel, and he declared that they would be overrun, would suffer at the hands of the Midianites for 7 years, it was because of punishment that God was bringing on the nation of Israel. I was talking to a man today, and he was a religious man. I don't know what denomination he belonged to. I know he believed in the rapture, which is a very common teaching that we hear in the world today, but he was a very religious man. But even talking to him, we both agreed that we could sense and feel that something has changed here in our nation and in our world. And in fact, all the Christians that I have talked to here recently, everybody seems united in the feeling that something's changed. We might not know and understand exactly what it is. Are we under judgment? People have said, well, things have changed in our country so much and so fast, and almost everyone seems to feel, and not for the better. It feels like many things are probably worse, and you're kind of hard-pressed to look around nowadays and to find anything that you could point your finger to and say, my goodness, that at least that seems righteous. These changes that we're making here, that I know God is pleased with that. It'd be hard to find one right now, wouldn't it? And so a lot of people are wondering, gee, I wonder if we might be under judgment. Well, I don't know. We certainly could be. Here's an occasion where God, because of the disobedience of the children of Israel, I mean, we read this story like a broken record. Over and over, God brings judgment, then they suffer the pain, and the pain gets warm, and the pot gets and the fire gets hot underneath them, and they cry out to God, and they ask for forgiveness, and then they do better for a while, and then it seems like it comes again. But who knows? Are we under judgment? I don't know if we are or not. Well, God knows. Or could it just be something to do with the eschatology of the end times and the events of the end times? Who knows? God knows. But people have been asking, and here comes this angel, and this man Joash, he has a son named Gideon, who is hiding from the Midianites, because the Midianites are taking and stealing everything they can from the Israelites. They can't grow crops. They can't have any animals because the Midianites keep stealing it and they keep taking it for themselves. So here he is. He's threshing wheat by the wine press and he's trying to hide it from the Midianites. And you might have noticed a little bit earlier too where it said the Israelites had to run for the mountains, literally, and they went and they began dwelling in caves, trying to hide out in the mountains and in caves to get away from the Midianites. That's how bad it was. But it says that the angel appeared unto Gideon and said unto him, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." Now, valor means bravery. Usually when I think of the word valor, I think of someone who's in military service who has maybe exhibited extreme bravery in the face of danger or in the face of battle. You might say that that soldier had a lot of valor. In fact, I think there might be a medal of valor that is given out. But the angel came and actually says to this man Gideon, he says, "The Lord is with thee." And the angel tells Gideon, he says, he describes him as a mighty man of valor. Now, I don't know what Gideon thought about that. I don't know if Gideon may have been surprised about it. But it says that Gideon said unto the angel and said, "Oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of? Saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and hath delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." You know, I hear people asking that question today. And in fact, I might have asked myself that question a few times. If the Lord is still with us, then why has all this befallen us? Why are things going like they are? Well, wouldn't we all like to know? But that's their situation here. And so Gideon is asking the angel, and he says, "Why are we under such condemnation and such trouble from the Midianites? Where is the Lord? It feels like the Lord has forsaken us." Well, all it was judgment. The Lord had removed his hand for 7 years and for a period of time. They were under judgment is all it was in this case. And it says that the Lord, in verse 14, it says, "The Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee?" Now this was the Lord that spoke to him here. It's not the angel. It said the Lord himself looked down and spoke this to Gideon. And he says, "You're going to save Israel. You're going to save my people from the hand of the Midianites because I'm sending thee to do that." Now, the angel has already declared that he's a mighty man of valor. And so here we go. And he says, he said unto him, "O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Because my family is poor in Manasseh, and I'm the least in my father's house." And the Lord said unto him, "Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man." Now, you might think that this man Gideon, whom the angel declared that you're a mighty man of valor, you might think that this Gideon, maybe he has enough courage in him now to actually believe what the Lord just told him, that you're going to go and you're going to save my people, the nation Israel. You're going to be the one that saves them from the Midianites. Maybe you would think he had enough courage for that, but that's not what we find. This man Gideon is a case all by himself now. And in verse 17, it says, "He said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me." He tells the angel, "Depart not hence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee and bring forth my present, and I'll set it before thee." And the angel answered and said, "I will tarry until thou come again." In verse 19, it says that Gideon went and he made ready a kid, obviously a kid of the goats, and unleavened cakes of flour. And then he had flesh, he took the flesh and he put it in a basket and he put the broth in a pot and he brought it out and he presented it to the angel there under the oak tree. And the angel of God said unto him, "Take the flesh and the unleavened cakes and lay them upon this rock and pour out the broth. And it says that he did so. And then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of his staff that was in his hand, and he touched the flesh and the unleavened cakes, and there rose up fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. And then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. You remember what Gideon, the mighty man of valor, said. The Lord just spoke to him directly and says, "You're going to save my people. Have not I sent thee?" And what did Gideon say? He says, "Lord, if I have found grace, please show me a sign that you're talking with me. Please show me a sign. I have to see a sign." So the Lord gave him one. Now, you know, this is just me thinking, but if I would have been Gideon, if I would have been there, and I would have had this flesh that I'd prepared, this little meal and the unleavened cakes, and I would have been standing there, and I'd have watched that angel reach out with his rod and touch them on top of that rock, and flames came up out of the rock and consumed that offering, I think I would be pretty impressed. I would feel emboldened then. I would feel like I had some courage that I could go forth and do the Lord's word. And so the angel disappeared. As soon as that happened, the angel departed out of his sight. And it says, when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, "Alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face." And he recognized it was an angel. Then the Lord spoke to him directly again. In verse 23, the Lord said unto him, "Peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die." Wouldn't you think Gideon would be comforted? Now the Lord has spoken to him several times. The angel has appeared and told him, "Thou art a mighty man of valor." The Lord has actually told Gideon, "You're going to save my people." And he says, "Show me a sign." And the Lord immediately shows him the sign of the angel and the food burning on top of the rock. You'd think he would be encouraged, and you would think that his heart would become solidified and he would be ready to carry out the Lord's instruction. The Lord came and he said, "Peace unto thee, you're not going to die." And then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom, which means "The Lord is peace." And unto this day it is yet in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. In verse 25, you're going to find where the Lord told Gideon to go and to tear down and destroy one of the altars of Baal that his father had built. And there was a grove of trees that was growing next to it. And the Lord told him that you go out and you destroy all of that false god altars and religion that your father had started. And so he did that. And so you can read all that. But to save time tonight, I want to skip on down. And after that happened, and after Gideon obeyed the Lord and he cast down the altars that his father had built, it says in verse 33, then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together, and they went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. But here comes the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him, and he sent messengers throughout all of Manasseh, and they were gathered after him, and he sent messengers, and they all came up to meet them. And Gideon said unto God, here he goes in verse 30, Gideon's going to speak to the Lord again. He says unto God, "If thou wilt save Israel by mine hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor, and if the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon all the earth beside, well, then I shall know that thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said." This mighty man of valor is still not satisfied. He still has doubts in his heart about what the Lord has told him, that he's going to save his people Israel. He has asked for the sign, and God gave him a sign, plain as day, and yet he's still not satisfied. He's asking God for another sign. You know who this reminds me of? Myself. It reminds me of myself quite a bit. It seems like something I would do. I feel like that I would be one who would be of so little faith that I would maybe be doing exactly like Gideon, this mighty man. The angel said he's a mighty man of valor, but yet he keeps asking God because he doesn't believe God. Now I wonder how many times God's little children sometimes don't believe what God tells us, or maybe don't believe what his word tells us when we read it. Has that ever happened to you maybe? It has certainly happened to me. But here's this Gideon. I see myself in Peter quite often. But here's another man I see myself in, not as a mighty warrior or nothing, but just the fact that he doesn't believe God and he's skeptical. He's skeptical. And so he asks God, he says, God, I'd like to put out a piece of fleece from the lambs, from shearing the sheep. I'd like to take some of that fleece and lay it out. And how about if I'll even tell you what the sign is this time? Tonight, when the dew falls, let it all fall on the fleece and let all the ground around it be dry. Well, don't you know the Lord did that? He actually specified the sign that he would like to see, and the Lord was gracious enough to do it for him. And it was so. He said he rose up early on the morrow and he thrust the fleece together and he wringed the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. You'd think he'd be satisfied now, wouldn't you? You'd think he would have seen enough after all of these great signs. But look in verse 39. And Gideon said unto God, let not thine anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once with the fleece. Let it be now be dry only upon the fleece, and upon all the ground let there be dew. Well, you know what happened there. It says in verse 40, God did so that night. It was dry on the fleece, and all the ground around it was wet with the dew. Now Gideon has received three miraculous signs from the Lord, confirming that it's the Lord speaking with him. Surely by now his heart has to be lifted up, and he has to have received courage in his heart to go forth and do the word of the Lord as the Lord has spoken to him. But you know, Gideon reminds me of myself so much. I'll just, for the sake of time tonight, I'll just let you read for homework. You can go look over there in chapter 7. There's going to be another sign. The Lord is going to give Gideon yet a fourth sign that I am with you and you can do this. You can go down and you can take and defeat these Amalekites and these Midianites. You can do it. You can go over there and read that in chapter 7. One of the things also you'll read over in chapter 7 is that when the Lord came to Gideon again, and he says, Gideon's got his men and he's ready to go do something now. The Lord says, well, you have too many soldiers. You have way too many soldiers. I'm not going to let you go and defeat the Midianites, because he had about 32,000 soldiers with him. God says, I'm not letting you do that, because as sure as you do, then you'll turn around and you'll begin bragging on yourself and you'll say, we're the ones that defeated the Midianites. God says, you have too many people. So the first thing he did is that God told him, I don't know if I can find it, in verse 3, God told him to go and proclaim in the ears of the people and tell them this. He says, Gideon, you go and tell the people, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And it said there returned to the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. So two-thirds of the people were fearful. They were scared, scaredy cats, and they turned around and left, and they went back home. So there's 10,000 left, and the Lord said, that's still too many. You can read over here how the Lord did it, but the Lord basically whittled them down to 300 men. Out of 32,000 men, the Lord says, no, you only take 300. That's all you need. And you're going to go and you're going to defeat the Midianites. Well, you can go and you can read about that last sign. You'd sure think after three miraculous signs, you'd think that'd be enough for Gideon. You'd think he would have the courage to be ready to go, but he wasn't quite ready. The Lord gave him yet another one. I was just wondering this morning as I was looking at this, have any of you ever felt the same way? Have you ever experienced something similar in your life? How many signs do we need from the Lord before we really begin to trust in Him and begin to believe everything He's told us in His Word? Has there ever been times in your life where you have not fallen back upon the promises of God? Have you ever come up with a difficult situation? Maybe you're in a strait betwixt two, and life is bearing down upon you, and it's pressing upon you, and it's bothering you, and it's disturbing you, and your spirit's not at peace. Have you ever done that and maybe forgot to hand it to God? And God says that I will never leave nor forsake you. I will always be with you. I will be your God and you'll be my people. Have you ever forgot about handing things to God like I have so many times? I guarantee you there's been many days and probably sleepless nights at various times in my life where I forgot to do this because I simply didn't trust and believe in the God and the things that He had promised us. I feel so much like this man Gideon. So I see a lot of similarities there in him. But I've wondered if that's been your case before. Have you ever had something bothering you and you have forgotten about the promises of God and you've forgotten about God says, I'm here and Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father and He and the Holy Spirit are both interceding on your behalf to bring your prayers and your petitions unto the Lord. Have you ever forgotten about that? I'd have to raise my hand, I have. I have certainly forgotten about that at times in my life. And I believe I suffered needlessly, and I should have just handed it to the Lord. Isn't it amazing how God uses these average people? He just came and He sent an angel under a tree, under an oak tree one day, directly to this man Gideon. And the angel says, Gideon, you are a mighty man of valor. And I don't know that Gideon had ever led anything in his life up to that point, but the Lord came and chose him out, and He says, you can do this. You know what else it made me think about also about Gideon's situation and Gideon continually asking for a sign and then another sign? He said, Lord, please don't let your anger be hot with me. Please don't be mad at me, but could you just show me one more sign? And the Lord was gracious enough to do it. The Lord had so much mercy upon this man Gideon in his unbelief that the Lord kept showing him the signs and He kept granting his request. Even when Gideon spelled it out and he says, Lord, I'd like to take this fleece. How about if you make the fleece wet and everything else stays dry? Would you do that? And the Lord did it for him. That's the God that we serve. He has that much mercy for His people. I hope that you tonight will consider this man Gideon, and maybe you can even see a touch of Gideon in yourself and in your life from time to time. And if you do, I hope you'll remember how merciful God is, and God is always ready and willing to hear our prayers, to hear our cries, and to hear our petitions. He heard the cries of His people as they cried out under the great and heavy oppression of the Midianites. When it came time, God heard the cries, and He sent a man to bring them out of that. I hope that maybe you'll look at these things, and I encourage you, go and read that chapter 7, and look at that fourth sign, and how God encouraged the man Gideon that he could actually do this, and he could become a leader. And after the fourth sign, I'll tell you, Gideon was strengthened then. His resolve was set, and he went and he accomplished that which the Lord sent him to do. Go and read that, and you'll enjoy it.